is enough. Enough is enough.
Look, they want me to play Love and Bloom.
No, they don't want you. They want you not to play Love and Bloom. Mr. Benny killed vaudeville. Today, the murderer returns to the scene of his crime. I have the ad right here in the paper, Mr. Benny. It says, the biggest show in town, 14 days only, due to Mr. Benny's prior commitments. You have to put it in there, you're going back with the good humor people. I mean, you have to put it in there. It says... It says the biggest show in New York,
Yes. You
will die laughing.
Yeah.
Now, the show is over, and I'm still alive.
Yeah.
I would like to have my money back. I would like to have my money back. I really...
You paid 80 cents. If you want your money back, you'll have to go to the box office.
They told me at the box office you're taking it out after every show. They told me I should come to you direct.
Wait a minute. 80 cents. The show cost 80 cents. Now, look what you got for 80 cents. You got the Sportsman Quartet, Marjorie Reynolds, yes. Rochester, Phil Harris, and myself. Now, you did like the Sportsman Quartet.
Very good, very good.
Is that worth 15 cents?
15 cents of anybody's money. Four for 15.
That's right.
Good. Okay. 4 for 15.
Marjorie Reynolds, is that worth a quarter, Marjorie Reynolds?
Let me see. You drive a hard bargain. A quarter. Yes, I'll
40 cents.
40 cents. I'll give in. 40 cents.
All right, 40 cents.
40 cents.
All right, that's 40 cents. Now, Phil. Now, Rochester.
Rochester, very good.
Excellent. That's certainly worth 20 cents, isn't it?
Yes, 20 cents.
That's 60 cents.
60 cents.
All right. Now, Phil Harris is worth a dime. Is that right?
8 cents.
All right. That's 68 cents. That leaves you 12 cents.
12 cents. I would like to have 12 cents.
Look, and remember, this is my last quarter that I got with me. I didn't get paid yet. I got to have dinner. I got to have a sandwich. I got to have something to eat.
You're in here all day.
I got it. I'm going to be here all day. I haven't even got money to ride home, not even
tonight?
On the bus. Nothing,
you can't
nothing.
Go home tonight?
No.
Well, how are you going to get home? Would you
I don't know.
Give away about 9 o'clock. You'll never be able to
That's
walk it.
It. Well, if you could just let me have a dime so I could get back on the
For
bus.
The bus?
That's right.
Now, on Sunday morning here at the town hall, the Hay Fever Guild will meet for pollen drill. Now, quiet. The acoustics bruise easily here. I may have to dab some minute rub on the walls if these acoustics sort of...
Hello?
Well, sir, they laughed when I said the magician's hair was coming out. They didn't know I was going to pull his rabbit out of the hat. If it isn't, well, you have to make faces with a joke like that. A poor old joke like that, you drag it out, you have to help it as much as you can. What I really should do is hide that monkey on me and let it out on rare occasion. Well, if it isn't, what's her name?
Yes, Mama sent me out to get a golf club.
Well, don't tell me your mother's taking up that rollicking game of meadow badminton.
No, but our baby swallowed a golf ball.
A golf ball, and your mother is...
Mama's going to spank it with a niblick.
Well, you'd better get right home and caddy for your mother. The baby might turn out to be a tough course, you know.
Hello, Portman.
Pardon me, but I never speak to strange men at microphones.
Portland, this is Andre Baruch. Andre's taking Harry Von Zell's place, remember?
Oh, yes. Hello, Andre. Gosh, you were swell last week.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Portman. Hello, fans.
Hello, Peter.
Optimist in the plural, yes. Not Stuff Van Steeden.
It isn't Benny Goodman.
Well, you could be with the top of your head going into that Big Apple.
Be careful. You know what you got from Jack Benny Sunday night.
And did I laugh when Jack beat Mr. Allen up on his program?
Say, I nearly passed out when Fred started crying.
Yeah? When I started crying, dubbed in a cry for me. How did Benny beat me up? In effigy. And at that, he had to make me a little boy in his sketch before he could do it.
You can't take it even as a kid.
Well, Benny'd better not start anything with me, or Jell-O's going to have 8 delicious flavors.
What 8, Fred?
What?
I said, what 8?
Well, I'll just strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, lime, and black and blue.
You shouldn't fight with Jack now. He's pretty weak going on that
he's
diet.
He's always weak.
Say, I wonder why Paramount made Jack cut down on his food.
Well, he's making the picture for his room and board. And Paramount caught him overdoing the latter. Why, they tell me a waiter walked into the commissary one day with 15 meatballs, and Benny ran pool before the waiter could set down the plate.
Benny's better in pictures than you are for my money.
Oh, yes? Who won the Academy Award last year?
Spencer Tracy.
And I know Spencer Tracy better than Benny does.
So what does that prove?
It proves that if Benny keeps making pictures, he's going to make fresh air fiends out of a lot of theater goers.
You can say what you want, but I thought Jack was swell as Tom Sawyer Sunday.
Tom Sawyer. He played the part like one of the Finn boys.
Huckleberry?
No, Mickey. Beating me up as a kid. Why, I could have met him in a day nursery and licked him with open safety pins at 10 paces.
Now, look, kids, I've made up my mind. If Allen doesn't get here for rehearsal in the next 10 minutes, I'm going to cancel him. I wonder where he can be. He hasn't any friends out here. Maybe. I don't.
Will it be anything else, Mr. Allen?
Yes, waiter. I'll have another cup of coffee.
Before I took this job here at the Brown Derby, I was a waiter at Lendy's.
Really?
Now, how are things back in New York?
Well, they're about the same, except we have a water shortage, you know.
Oh, yeah, I've been reading about that. Did it affect you personally?
Well, it didn't bother me much at first, but after several weeks, something told me to take a bath.
See, that reminds me, Mr. Allen, aren't you supposed to be on Jack Benny's program today?
And how I hate it.
Well, this is none of my business, but how much is Benny going to pay you?
Well, I don't know yet, but my lawyer filed suit against him 2 weeks ago.
Well, wait a minute. You ain't even been on his program yet, and you started suing him 2 weeks ago?
My friend, when you deal with Benny, it's always best to get a running start.
You mean he's really that cheap?
Cheap? Why, Benny is so tight that last summer when he was out on a dude ranch, he kept his money in a wildcat's mouth. And he was snide enough to find a wildcat with tonsillitis so it couldn't swallow. Well, I'd better get going. I have to go to that old man's rehearsal over there. Say, which network is he lousing up now?
Oh, he's at CBS. It's just 2 blocks from here.
Say, on second thought, you know, I think I'll let him stew a little while. Bring me another cup of coffee.
Gee, I can't understand what's keeping Fred.
Oh, Jack, take it easy. He'll be here any minute.
Well, when we go to court, I'm certainly going to bring up about him being late. Oh, Rochester, will you run out and see if you can find Mr. Allen? Maybe he's at Lyman's or at the Derby. Somewhere.
Yes, sir.
See, that Allen is certainly a thoughtless guy. He's been doing things like this to me since the first day I met him.
Jack, I've been with you for so many years, and I never knew how you first met Fred Allen.
Oh, it happened in Boston a long time ago.
Well, tell me about it, Jack.
All right, Don. It was many, many years ago when vaudeville was at its height. I was the headliner at the Metropolitan Theater in Boston. One night after the supper show, I was sitting in my dressing room resting from my 7 encores. I was removing my makeup. Come in.
Mr. Benny?
Yes?
Mr. Benny, my name is Fred Allen. Uh-huh. I'm appearing here at the Metropolitan.
Well, that's funny. I don't remember any Fred Allen on this bill.
I'm in the opening act. Oh, I thought the opening act was Pink's Mule. I took my makeup off. Oh, so you're with Pink's Mule? Uh-huh. May I sit down?
Yes, but not too close. Now, what can I do for you, young man?
Tell me, Mr. Benny, what do you think of this new entertainment medium that's just starting up, this thing called radio?
Well, I've been giving it a lot of thought. In fact, I already have an idea for a radio program.
You have?
Yes. On my program each week, I'll visit a place called Benny's Boulevard, where I'll start knocking on doors and ask topical questions of four people.
Four people?
Yes, a southern senator, a rube who says, howdy, bub.
Oh.
A Bronx housewife and an Irishman.
Gosh, what a novel idea for radio. You know, that might even replace the street singer.
Yes, you'll have to excuse me now, Alan. I've got to get dressed for dinner.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Benny, and thank you so much, sir, for your help. I will always treasure the memory of this meeting. Meeting the greatest comedian in the world, sir. I'm backing out, sir.
Thank you. And that, Don, is how I first met Fred Allen and why I dislike him so much.
Jack, you mean...
Yes, he stole my radio idea and called it Allen's Alley. See, I wonder if Rochester has found him yet.
Say, waiter, I'll have another cup.
Oh, there you are, Mr. Allen. I've been looking all over for you.
Oh, hello, Rochester. Say, I was just getting ready to go over to the studio.
Well, let's hurry, Mr. Benny's awful upset. Come on, I'll show you the shortcut to CBS.
Good. After all these years, Rochester, you'd think Benny would change. But he's just as bad as when I first met him in Boston many years ago.
I never did hear about how you two first met. Would you tell me about it, Mr. Allen?
I was headlining at the Metropolitan Theater in Boston. And one evening after the supper show, I was sitting in my dressing room removing my makeup.
Come in. Mr. Allen?
Yes?
My name is Jack Benny.
Well, I'm glad you got here. It's the cold water faucet that's leaking.
No, I'm not the plumber. See, I'm appearing here on the vaudeville bill with you.
Jack Benny, Jack. I didn't see your name on the program.
Oh, I'm in the opening act.
But the show opens with a Japanese flash act. Yamaguchi and Takamura. Gosh, they're wonderful. The way they lie on their backs and juggle that big barrel with their feet.
I know. And inside of that barrel, me.
No.
Oh, yes, Mr. Allen. While they're balancing that barrel and kicking it up in the air, I'm curled up inside with my violin, playing Ireland Must Be Heaven because my mother came from there.
What an inspired touch. I can just hear that music coming out through the bunghole. Well, so much for flattery. Now, what can I do?
Mr. Allen, sir, yes. You've got to help me. I want to be a great comedian like you.
Well, if you're so anxious to earn big money, why don't you turn to radio?
Radio?
Yes, it's a gold mine. Say, I'm working on an idea for a program for myself. Now, my idea is this. I'll be the star, you see. A girl to insult me, a drunken orchestra leader, and a fat announcer.
Well, here's the studio, Mr. Allen. Let's go in.
No, Rochester, I can't go in.
What?
I can't do it, Rochester. I can't let Benny give me a job. I may be a derelict down and out, but I've still got my pride.
But, Mr. Allen...
No, I'm sorry, Rochester. I just can't do it.
But, Mr. Allen, you haven't got any money. How are you going to live?
Don't worry about me. I'll get along. Maps! Get your maps to the movie star at home. James Mason, Ronald Coleman, Mr. and Mrs. Gary Cooper, Mr. and Mrs. Robert Taylor. You can't tell me...
Come in.
Hello, Jack. Hello, Rochester.
Well, Fred! Fred Allen!
Hello,
Well, Fred, this is a surprise. Really? When did you get in town?
Last night.
Last night? Well, why didn't you call me at my hotel?
You mean you're staying at one that has phones?
Well, no, but there's a candy store in the lobby that takes messages.
Oh, I see.
Say, boss, as long as Mr. Allen's in town, why don't you put him on your stage show?
Well, thank you, Rochester, but I couldn't very well go out on a stage now. I haven't got any material.
Well, don't you have any of your old vaudeville routines left?
Well, if I did, I'd be on television.
It'd be great if you could join me on my stage show, Fred.
Well, I'd really love to, Jack, but I have to rush back to Hollywood. I've been offered the lead in a new picture.
A new picture?
No dimension. It's a new thing that's coming out. When it comes out, you don't dimension the whole thing.
So far, that's better than what we've got written here.
In this picture, Jack,
yes.
I play the part of a test pilot in Los Angeles.
I see.
The picture is called Breaking the Smog Barrier.
It's a shame you can't stay over, Fred, so we could appear together. It'd be like old times.
Say, Mr. Benny, did you and Mr. Allen once do an act together in vaudeville?
We sure did, Rochester. We had a lot of fun in those days.
Oh, gosh. Remember, Jack, how we'd always celebrate with a big dinner at Lindy's every time we got a job?
Yeah, we'd always get the best. Shrimp cocktail, turtle soup, chef salad.
Filet mignon, stuffed potatoes, strawberry shortcake.
Then I'd top it all off with a big glass of Ovaltine.
Ovaltine?
Well, he wanted to be asleep when the check came.
Those were the good old days. I'll never forget the time we rehearsed and polished our act for weeks. And we went to see Mickey Rockford, the biggest booking agent in New York. Come on, Fred. I think Mr. Rockford's office is down the hall.
Hey, it's crowded in here, Jack.
Yeah, I guess we'll have to talk to the secretary. Miss, we'd like to see Mr. Rockford.
Do you have an appointment?
Appointment? We're Benny and Allen.
Benny and Allen?
Yeah. Don't you recognize us?
Why? Is there a reward?
You don't understand, girlie. We do a vaudeville act.
Really? Which one throws the fish?
Say, that is clever. Miss, you ought to be in show business yourself.
Me in show business?
Yes. I know a magician who saws a woman in half. You'd look better in two pieces.
Take it easy, Fred. Look, miss, we don't want to argue. We'd just like to see our agent, Mr. Rockford.
Well, first I'll need some information. Now, what's the name of your act again?
Allen and Benny.
I thought you said it was Benny and Allen.
Well, at 2:00, our billing changes.
Well, what kind of an act do you do?
Violin, clarinet, and snappy patter.
Uh-huh. And where have you played?
Oh, all over.
Well, where?
Well, just tell her the important dates, Jack.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, we did a week in Sow Belly, Wyoming. A week in Loose Tooth, Arizona. 3 days in Stagnant Water, New Mexico. And we also played the Palace here in New York.
Sow Belly, Loose Tooth, Stagnant Water, and the Palace. Well, at least you worked your way up.
No, we played the Palace first.
Well, Mr. Rockford's busy right now, so just have a seat and I'll call you.
All right.
Oh, by the way, Mr. Allen, I don't mean to be personal, But are you an American citizen?
Yes, I got these slant eyes from pulling off a tight derby.
Come on, Fred, let's sit down.
Yes? Yes. Oh, very well, Mr. Rockford. Oh, boys, Mr. Rockford will see you now.
Good, good. Come on, Fred, let's go in, okay?
Well, come on in, fellas. Come on in. Close the door. Sit down.
Thank you. Mr. Rockford, I'm Jack Benny. This is Fred Allen.
That's right, Mr. Rockford. Remember, you booked our act in the Palace 7 years ago.
Oh, yes. What business are you in now?
Well, we're still in show business.
Yes, and we thought you could book us.
Please, fellas.
Our new act is sensational. At least give us a chance, Mr. Rockford.
Yes, all we need is one good break, you know.
I gave you a break when I put you in Lowe's Flatbush.
Some break. They opened with Fink's Mules, then Major Doty's Dogs came out, then Manny's Monkeys, then Powers Dancing Elephants.
So what?
Well, by the time we came out, we looked like the last two passengers on Noah's Ark.
Well, look, boys, I'm very busy.
Please, Mr. Rockford, just listen to our opening number. It'll only take a second.
All right, but before you... Oh, excuse me. Hey, come in.
Mr. Rockford, here's the 10% commission I owe you for booking my act last week.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, wait a minute. The cute boy. Sonny, what's your name?
Eddie Cantor.
Eddie Cantor?
Potatoes are cheaper, tomatoes are cheaper. Now's the time to fall in love.
Mr. Rockford, how about listening to our new act?
Oh, all right, if you insist.
Ready with your clarinet, Fred?
Ready.
Okay. 1, 2. Mr. Allen.
What is it, Mr. Benny?
Have you heard that they're making women's bathing suits out of spun glass?
Women's bathing suits out of glass? Well, that's worth looking into.
I'll take it, Mr. Allen.
If you will. Benny, I love music.
So do I. Music once saved my uncle's life.
Well, how did music save your uncle's life?
They played the Star Spangled Banner just as he was sitting in the electric chair. Take it, Mr. Allen.
Oh, Mr. Benny.
Yes, Mr. Allen.
I want you to meet my new girl. Her name is Well Enough.
Why do you call your girl Well Enough?
Because I want the boys to leave Well Enough alone. How about the finale, Mr.?
In unison?
All right.
What do you think of it?
Wait till he gets his head out of the drawer.
Maybe he's looking for a contract.
Fellas,
Yes,
Mr. Rockford.
To tell you the truth, fellas, I'm confused. The whole act leaves me cold. It's neither fish nor fowl.
Well, that's funny. The last agent we went to thought it was both.
Well, Mr. Rockford, you mean you can't book us anywhere?
Well, actually, I don't have a thing open for a double. Have either of you considered doing a single?
What?
And break up the act?
Why, we've been together for years. You can't split Benny and Alan.
It's ridiculous. We're more than just a team. We're partners, friends, buddies. Why, we'd rather starve than let anything come between us.
Well, that's a shame because I've got an opening for a single in Scranton for $15 a week.
I'll take it.
Well, if that's the way you feel, I'll take it for $14 a week, Mr. Rockford.
Fred, you steal a job away from your partner, your buddy, your friend?
Some friend. What did you ever do for me?
Why, you puff-eyed ingrate. For years, we've lived off my violin, my brains, my talent, my joke.
And my money. And listen, you miser. As for your violin playing, I have heard cleaner notes from a toothless Russian sipping borscht. You are just lucky you've had me and my clarinet.
Clarinet? The only way you could make a living with that clarinet is if you put a nail on the end of it and went out in the park. Mr. Rockford, rather than let you hire this no-talented wage cutter, I'll take the job for $10 a week.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'll take it for $8.
I'll take it for $5.
Well, I'll take it for $3.
Well, I'll take it for nothing.
So will I.
Well, at that price, I can afford both of you.
Jack, did you hear that? We're working.
Fred!
Jack!
Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes another program, and we'll be with you next week at the same time. And Fred, it was nice reminiscing.
Oh, say, Jack, we forgot to tell him about the time we played in Burning Stump, Arkansas. Remember that insulting audience?
Oh, yes. I remember while we were doing our act, the audience threw pennies on the stage, and you complained to the manager.
And when they stopped, you complained to the manager.
Come on, Fred. Let's go out and get a cup of coffee. Okay, good night, Jack. Folks.